This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Two University of Missouri heart researchers are accused of plagiarism after a medical journal retracted an article they co-wrote. The Columbia Missourian reports that the American Journal of the Medical Sciences pulled the February 2012 article after determining that the authors, quote, plagiarized significant aspects of a 2006 article in the journal Heart. The article was co-written by fourth-year postdoctoral student Amar Javed and clinical assistant cardiology professor Anand Chakalingam. Neither replied to multiple requests for interviews, and a third author is affiliated with a medical school in India. A university spokesperson says a campus committee is investigating the charge. The two researchers remain faculty members but could face sanctions, including termination, if they're found to have plagiarized. The website Retraction Watch first reported the retraction. Most of the Republican nominees for statewide offices in Missouri are traveling around the state together in a bus tour that began yesterday. As Marshall Griffin tells us, the first stop was outside the GOP's campaign office in Jefferson City.
Those taking part in the bus tour include Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, Secretary of State hopeful Shane Scholer, and the Republican hoping to oust Democrat Jay Nixon from the governor's office, Dave Spence.
We've already borrowed $100 million against the rainy day fund. The budget just started July 1st. What don't we understand about that we're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and we are not hearing the truth?
In response, a spokesman for the state Democratic Party called the bus tour cute and accused Spence of personally benefiting from a $40 million bailout of a bank where he's a board member. The bus tour also has stops scheduled in Joplin, Springfield, and the St. Louis area. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
As college students make their way back to Columbia this week, thousands of international students are among them. KBIA's John Ingram reports from an event in Stevens Lake Park that is meant to help these students adjust to their new city.
Tuesday's Pizza in the Park event was organized by the University of Missouri, Columbia College, Stevens College, and Moberly Area Community College. The event aims to give new international students from all of these schools a chance to familiarize themselves with their new surroundings as well as meet others. According to Britta Wright, the Director of International Programs at Columbia College and an organizer of the event, international students in Columbia come from all over the world.
The last numbers that I've heard from some of my colleagues have been about 60% of their students are Chinese. We see a lot of students from South Korea. We have an exchange program with a university in Korea that's been longstanding. We have a lot of students from South America that are playing on our different sports teams on campus.
According to MU's website, in 2011, there were over 1,800 international students enrolled in the university, with more than 100 countries represented. John Ingram, KBIA News.
The head of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says drivers need to be careful now that the state has granted drought-related waivers that will result in more farm machinery on the roads. The Missouri Department of Transportation granted the waivers because the drought is forcing some farmers to travel longer distances to obtain hay, silage, and grain. Patrol Superintendent Ron Repogel encouraged farmers to review regulations related to farm vehicles and the transportation of goods. A new report says Missouri's unemployment rate edged higher last month, while the number of non-farm jobs declined. The Department of Economic Development says the jobless rate rose 0.1 point in July to 7.2%. That compares with the national rate of 8.3%. The Missouri agency also reported yesterday that non-farm payroll employment decreased in July by 7,700 jobs. Officials said record heat and severe drought affected outdoor jobs in such areas as construction, landscaping, lawn care, and recreation. July's monthly increase in unemployment was the first in Missouri since June of last year. A Missouri judge has scheduled two hearings this month on a challenge to the ballot language of a health care measure that goes before voters in November. The lawsuit by Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and several top GOP lawmakers contends that the ballot summary is unfair and misleading. Secretary of State Robin Carnahan, a Democrat, wrote the summary. Online court records show Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green will hear arguments Friday and again on August 28th. The ballot proposal was approved by the Republican-controlled legislature in response to the federal health care overhaul. It would bar Missouri officials from creating a health insurance exchange without approval from voters or the legislature. It would also prohibit state agencies from taking federal money to prepare for the online insurance marketplace. Stephen Tilley's resignation Monday from both the Missouri House and the Speaker's post has left Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholer in charge of the chamber, but he doesn't anticipate holding on to that job for long.
I think right now we're going to do what we've always done in the past, and that is when we had a vacancy in leadership, we will have an election with our caucus during the time period we meet for veto session, and it'll be my assumption that the caucus will follow through, and Speaker-elect Jones will then become Speaker of the House.
Veto session is scheduled next month for September 12th. Scholar is the Republican nominee for Secretary of State. He says he doesn't expect his sudden responsibility over the Missouri House to take away time from his campaign. Many homeowners are seeing the impact of the drought with cracked walls in the basement, forcing thousands of dollars in repair bills that insurance generally doesn't cover. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that basement repair companies are overwhelmed with calls from customers about cracking and shifting foundations. The drought has drained moisture from the soil for several feet underground. Drying clay shrinks, which undermines support beneath basements. Firms say the average repair cost is running in the $3,000 to $5,000 range, but some have even exceeded $30,000. Cost of the homeowner insurance policies seldom cover. A Northwest Missouri dairy farm has resumed operations less than a week after some of its products were recalled by the State Department of Agriculture. Missouri's Milk Board on Tuesday reinstated the plant permit for Chateau Dairy of Osborne after tests showed its pasteurization process was working. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.